Some Thoughts About Potficking in C-Drama Fandoms by Luna. So recently, with the recent boom in popularity of C-dramas, I hear a lot of fan creators wanting to start creating fan works for these fandoms, but kind of being hesitant or a little bit wary, specifically about potficking, because they feel like they can't really get the pronunciation right, or they fear being disrespectful because of that. So let me share some of my thoughts about this topic. Now, I want to disclaimer that these are my personal thoughts coming from a person who is Chinese diaspora, and my fandom history is mostly engaging with Anglophone Western fandoms. And these are my personal opinions coming from me as a fan creator, a lifelong language learner, and also currently an English as additional language teacher. So your mileage may vary. So, how do you go about approaching creating specifically potfic in a fandom where the names or the terms may be unfamiliar to you and honestly kind of scary? So I think just as one should approach creating any content from any culture which is not your own or that you are not familiar with, you do it with conscientiousness and a willingness to put in the work. And the kind of three steps to doing that are: step zero, you approach the challenge with a mindset of positivity and openness. Step one, do your homework. And step two, do your best. Step zero, and I'm saying this because this is not so much a step as a mindset. You should approach this challenge with positivity and openness and excitement, you know? So don't come in with, oh my god, Mandarin is, you know, very complex and it's so peculiar and it's so outside of what I know, so I'll never get it right. That is a very valid sentiment, and for sure, learning new sounds in a new language can be quite difficult, can be quite challenging, but that shouldn't be already a mental block that you put to yourself, right? So this kind of thinking needs to be challenged from the start. Because for once, that kind of defeats your enthusiasm for creation. You know, why decide that you're not going to be good at it or that you're going to fail before even trying? Just like when you learn any new skill, you have to be willing to put in the work and put in the effort to practice and to gradually build up that skill, right? So when you learn throwing pottery or serving a volleyball, you don't expect yourself to get it perfect on the first try. Same thing applies, you know, keep practicing. And for another, while completely understandable, it can be kind of alienating. Mandarin is spoken by millions and millions of people all around the world. It is not moonspeak. It is a human language, and plenty of other humans speak it, and most people have the physiological tools required to be able to succeed in making those sounds. Now, it is natural that perhaps you haven't learned how to use your tools in that specific way, and at first you may have an awkward time of it, but it is a natural part of learning something new. You know, when you first learn to use a tool, it might not be so easy, but the more you practice, the easier it will become, so keep at it. Here are some examples provided by the lovely Moon Raccoon for turning a positive mindset. So maybe you think, oh my god, I'll never sound as good as a native speaker. Instead, try, I'll get better and better as I keep practicing, and more cake is still more cake. You might think, gosh, I would feel awful about being called out on a mistake. Well, instead, try, I'm a beginner, and I will be thankful for everyone letting me know of my mishaps so I can know where to improve. You might think, oh, I want some help, but I don't want to inconvenience a beta. Instead, try, I did what I could, but now I'm stuck, so I would be grateful for anyone who can offer some help. And related to this, there are always people who are willing to help and they offer it. So don't be afraid of inconveniencing them if they are offering. Reach out, just like you would in any other situation where you might need some help with, you know, editing or sounds or, right? All of this is part of learning. So step one, do your homework. Basically, it means look up the words that you don't know how to say, just like you do with English, right? I'm sure even native English speakers look up words that they don't know how to say that they've only read. So it is simple courtesy to look up the words that are from a different language that you are not familiar with. The internet nowadays is absolutely chock full of guides to help you learn Mandarin, and several fans in C-drama fandoms have also made fandom-specific guides, right, including myself, so I will link these in this post. So please use these resources. The people who are making these would not be going through the trouble of creating them if they didn't want to help other fans engage with this material and to use them to produce fan works. And also, don't be afraid to ask for help. So if you're unsure about what you're doing, or if you just want a second ear, seek out a Chinese ABLE beta listener to help you. And if you're uncomfortable approaching individual fans, you can always seed your query in a fan community space, on Twitter, on a Discord. I'm sure there are plenty of people who will see it and will offer to help. I think potficking fandom is really great for being really encouraging of people trying to overcome perfectionist tendencies, and they really embrace imperfect or raw fanworks. However, I feel like if you're going to YOLO any part of your potficking process, so for example, you don't do any editing or you don't do any retakes, etc., maybe do not YOLO word pronunciations that come from a language that you do not speak. Because, you know, raw audio mistakes, maybe my ears are a little bit uncomfortable, but it doesn't affect anything. It doesn't hurt my personhood. But if you decide not even try to learn how to say foreign words properly, it can feel pretty othering and dismissive of an entire language and culture. So I understand that some people record on a momentum and, you know, doing research, trying to look up words, and sometimes it can be difficult, can definitely break that momentum. But keep in mind that any learning and resource gathering you do now, even if it means that this particular work doesn't come out with the timeliness that you would want, means that further projects in the future, you've already done the research, so you should have the momentum to carry them forward. For me, I think it's really important to be a more conscientious language user and creator. And so if that means that I'm losing momentum to do this prep work, well, that's a trade I am willing to make. Step two, do your best. And honestly, that is really all anyone wants, all anyone can ask for. Just give it your very best shot, confidently and genuinely, right? No one is asking for perfection. No native speaker of any language expects learners to sound exactly like them. And in fact, native speakers of any language don't all sound like each other. So all we want is to be able to communicate effectively. We just want to be able to understand. So just keep this objective in mind, right? You want to communicate effectively. Even different guides and different betas might tell you different things about your pronunciation, right? Because perfection is an illusion, and Chinese contains multitudes of dialects that are almost mutually unintelligible. So this is just all what makes it richer. So don't get too caught up in that and just, you know, give it your best shot. And keep in mind that you might still be criticized, and it can be hard, it can hurt, but if it's genuine good faith feedback intended on helping you correct your mistakes and get better, take that with grace. If it's a troll, just ignore it, right? Be proud of what you've accomplished and keep improving. So most importantly, don't let the fear of criticism prevent you from continually putting your best foot forward in creating the content that you want to create. So again, you know, approach it with a mindset of positivity, do your homework, and then just give it your very best shot. And, you know, everyone's best is different. So don't forget to have fun. And as we say in Mandarin, 加油!